There is no doubt that for a huge number of people, the 21st century is the most stressful era in human history. I guess what gives me the right to talk to you about stress in this series of presentations is the fact that around 20 years ago, I too found myself suffering from very high levels of stress. I certainly had all the right symptoms. My relationships were breaking down, I was a workaholic, I wasn't enjoying what I was doing, and I couldn't see much light at the end of the tunnel of my future. I also realized that while I was once one of those vibrant optimists, I had become quite pessimistic in my outlook. I didn't call it stress at the time, I just called it pain. But the pain became so great that one day I had to do something about it, and I did. I gave up my job to give myself the time and the space to find out why the pain was present. As I researched outside to see what the so-called experts were saying, I also looked inside to examine the roots of my own experience. 20 years later, and I'm still doing this research. Because as you'll realize if you stay with me during these presentations, this is one of those journeys that has no destination. During our time together, I'm going to share with you much of that research. So I have three aims. My first aim is to help you to understand what it is that's causing stress for you. I firmly believe that everybody experiences some stress every day. But most people do not realize they're stress dependent, or simply accept it as part of the journey called life. So my aim is to help you to understand what your stress is and why it's happening. My second aim is to fill your toolbox. As the old saying goes, if you only have a hammer in your toolbox, every problem begins to look like a nail. So I'm going to give you a variety of tools and methods and insights and techniques to manage whatever your current stress experience is. And my third aim is to inspire you to embark on a long-term stress management program, which is motivated by your own vision of a stress-free life. You'll be able to tell me if I've achieved each of these three aims by the end of this time together. Let's begin with a short relaxation exercise, in which we'll restore calm to body, mind, and spirit. In the space of a few moments, we can relax both body and mind. And this is something that you can do almost anywhere, anytime, at home, in the office. But don't do it in the car. Pull over before you start to carry out this exercise. I'm going to ask you to sit in a comfortable but alert position, and then to close your eyes. And I'm going to describe to you what I do and ask you to follow me. As you sit very comfortably in your chair, I'd like you to give full attention to your own body. Start with your toes. Consciously relax the bottom part of your body, your toes, your legs, your thighs. Be aware of the muscles in that part of your body. Find any tension that's present there and consciously release it. Then go to your fingers and work your way up to your neck, relaxing each part of your upper body so there's no tension present any longer. Then be aware of your face and consciously relax each muscle in your face. And when you're aware that your whole body is totally relaxed in the chair, bring all your attention and focus it up here in the center of your forehead. You're now in a relaxed mode.